Radio St. Pete, welcome to A, B, C's You. I am A, B, and A, B, C's today.
Nicholas Ribera.
Hello, Nicholas Ribera.
Hi.
You go by Nick, don't you?
Yeah, saves time.
Okay, Nick, that's good. We like to save time here because, yeah. You know, it's just going to be a 2 to 3 minute interview now that I've just talked for 20 seconds of it. Okay, so Nick, tell me about yourself.
Well, I do all my art under the name Chain Assembly. I make tarot decks, board games, card games, mostly do digital illustration. And I do all my art under a brand name because I want people to think there's a whole team of people, but it's just me.
Just you, just Nick. Before we were just speaking to just Jan. Now we've got just Nick.
Yep.
I actually do have a few of your items, okay. Including a coloring book, which I can say on the radio is called Pooping Dogs. It's one of my favorite. Can you tell me about what's in the Pooping Dogs coloring book?
Well, so I was showing photos of my dogs to a friend, and I scrolled into a photo of my dog pooping, and my friend was like, oh, I also have photos of my dog pooping. So then I just started asking around, and I realized all my friends who have dogs all have photos of their dogs pooping. So I was able to collect all of that and make a coloring book out of it.
This is apparently a thing, and we're in St. Pete, which is like the dog capital, right, of the world.
Yes.
And so what better place to have a pooping dog's coloring book? I'm sure that's not like the main thing you wanted to talk about. Is there any other thing that you do in your art that you love the most that you want to share?
Well, right now I have a tarot deck on Kickstarter that I'm really proud of that I made each card look like a vintage 70s Italian horror film movie poster. So it's incredibly niche, but I've noticed the more niche my products are, the easier they are to sell, because then like SEO or whatever, keyword searches, people can find my products. And I'm just really proud of all the art I've been using on that, because I've been able to use like old vintage photos that my dad took of my mom when they were in Italy for their honeymoon. So I'm just aging those up and making them look like movie posters. It's been a lot of fun.
That is so cool. Well, we're on a nonprofit community radio station that doesn't really sell anything, but I feel the need to speak of other podcasts that are out there and other radio stuff. So I think, speaking of selling, what's your other podcast that I think we should talk about?
So I have a podcast called Art for Profit's Sake. It's conversations with artists basically on their entrepreneurial journeys. Like, how did they start making sales? Where are they now? Where do they expect to be in 5 years? Just trying to make it so that people realize there's a difference between a starving artist and a millionaire artist. You can find your balance somewhere in the middle. You maybe don't have to quit your day job and still just do it as some supplemental income.
I love that. This is a really great message for artists in the neighborhood and worldwide as we are here on the Artist Enclave Studio Tour, 7th annual one in historic Kenwood, March 16th and 17th, all day in St. Pete.